Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/circleroundclub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Who do you think of when you hear the word leader? The president or prime minister of a country, maybe? How about the principal of a school? Or the coach of a sports team? Or the conductor of an orchestra? Whatever they're in charge of, the strongest leaders are the ones who think about the people they're leading and how they can motivate and inspire them. But in the story we're about to hear, we'll meet a wannabe leader who only thinks about himself. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Coyote's Wild Ride. Versions of this tale come from the Paiute peoples of North America, who traditionally lived in the area that now makes up Arizona, California, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and Utah. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this tale, including Alan Tudyk, star of Resident Alien, now in its second season on Sci-Fi. Alan has lent his one-of-a-kind voice to nearly a dozen Disney films, including Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and Encanto. So circle around, everyone, for Coyote's Wild Ride. Long, long ago, before humans roamed the earth, the world was ruled by animals. And the animals were ruled by Eagle. All the animals looked up to Eagle with admiration and adoration. Well, all the animals.
Oh, Eagle Schmeagle.
Except for one, the pointy-eared, bushy-tailed wild dog known as Coyote.
Yep, that's me! And come on, what's the big deal about Eagle anyway? I mean, sure, she has strength, she has speed, she has a beak so sharp she could tear the flesh off bone. But look at me, I'm quick, huh? Whoa, hey, I'm nimble, look at that, watch out. I'm clever as all get out. Countless stories have been told about my legendary wily tricks, including this one. So take that, Eagle.
Now, if you've ever seen a coyote in the wild, then you know that he has multicolored fur. Most of his body is a light tannish brown, but his back and the tip of his bushy tail, they're both as black as burnt toast. He's also what we call crepuscular. Instead of staying up all day, he tends to come out only at dawn and dusk.
But wait a minute. My fur isn't multicolored. I'm a light tannish brown from head to tail. I'm also not that other thing you said. What was that word again?
Crepuscular?
Right. I am not crepuscular. Look, I wake up in the morning and I go to sleep at night.
So you're diurnal?
Yeah, I'm diurnal. Wait a minute. Is this going to be one of those origin stories about how those two changes came about? You know, the fur thing and the... Remind me one more time.
The crepuscular thing?
Right! The fur thing and the crepuscular thing.
You guessed it. This is going to be one of those origin stories.
Ha ha! I knew it! I told you I was clever as all get out.
One bright afternoon, as Coyote lay on a patch of grass, lounging in the midday sun, he began scheming about how he might take Eagle's place as chief of the animals.
Let me see. What if I do something to really impress the other animals? Something ultra mega super spectacular that'll wow them so much they'll be begging me to take over. Then it'll be my time to shine, to have my day in the sun, to... Wait a minute. That's it! The sun!
Coyote leaped to his feet.
I will ride the sun across the sky. Woo! The other animals are gonna look up there, watching me travel from east to west on the back of the blazing chariot of the sun. What could be more ultra-mega-super-spectacular than that?
Coyote knew that every morning the sun rose behind the great mountain in the east. Then it rode across the sky until evening, when it set behind the great mountain in the west. So one day, after the sun went down, Coyote set off on a journey to the great mountain in the east. With nothing but the moon and stars to light his way, he trekked up narrow trails.
Oh, this is a narrow trail. I mean, I got 4 feet, and this is like made for one.
He scrambled across scattered stones.
All these stones has been scattered. Somebody should put them all in a pile somewhere. It'd be easier to get around.
He bounded over big boulders.
Whoop! Ain't nobody bounds like me. Boo-hoo!
Until at last, he finally reached the top.
Ha, ha, ha! The sky's still dark. I'm so quick and nimble, I managed to make it up here before sunrise. Now, I just need to wait.
Coyote waited.
Do, 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 come on, son.
And waited.
Do, 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 come on, come on, come on, son.
And the moment the sky began to lighten up just the teeny tiniest bit, he took a deep breath, then a running jump. Then he soared through the air.
Oh!
And landed on top of the rising sun.
Ooh!
When the sun felt Coyote's paws, it immediately froze in its tracks.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Yeah, how can the sun freeze in its tracks, your words, when it's a burning hot ball of gas? I mean, come on. You ever heard of something freezing and burning at the same time?
Actually, that's a good point. You are clever as all get out, aren't you? So, how about if instead we say, the sun came to a halt?
That works!
Great. So the sun came to a halt and called out to its unwanted passenger.
Coyote! What in blazes do you think you're doing?
I'm doing something ultra-mega-super-spectacular to impress the other animals so they'll make me chief! I'm riding your butt across the sky! Hee-haw!
Not if I have any say in it. Look, Coyote, I have a job to do. It's up to me to rise and shine, to dawn the day, and you're making me late for work.
Well, I'm sorry, son, but I'm not going anywhere. Either you take me with you across the sky, or you're going to have to sit here forever.
The sun knew it couldn't leave the world blanketed in darkness, so grudgingly it gave in.
All right, fine. I'll take you with me. But fair warning, my furry friend, things are going to get very heated.
What do you think will happen next? Will Coyote succeed in wowing the animals with his ride across the sky? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today our story is called Coyote's Wild Ride. Before the break, Coyote was determined to replace Eagle as chief of the animals by impressing his fellow creatures and doing something amazing.
Amazing? Come on! Something ultra mega super spectacular! That's what you mean!
Right, something ultra mega super spectacular. So in the dark of night, he climbed to the top of the great mountain in the east. And the moment the sun began to rise, Coyote leaped onto the fiery orb's back.
All right, son, let's blaze!
As the sun lifted into the sky, It wasn't long before the animals on Earth caught sight of Coyote riding piggyback. But instead of thinking he was ultra-mega-super-spectacular, they thought he was ultra-mega-out-of-his-mind.
What is Coyote doing?
Is that wild dog really riding the sun?
What kind of fool would do something like that?
How long do you think he'll last up there?
He's out of the shenanigans.
The only animal who stayed silent was Eagle. She just kept her glittering golden eyes fixed on Coyote and didn't say a word. Meanwhile, back in the sky, the sun was creeping higher and higher, and Coyote was getting hotter and hotter. Coyote was a wild dog, of course, and dogs, you may know, don't perspire. They don't sweat. Instead, if they need to cool off, they pant. So as the sun continued its path across the sky, Coyote was panting up a storm.
Woo, this is...
Not that it did much good.
Oh, man! I'm so hot I could fry an egg on my rump. Son, you don't by any chance have some water, do you? So I could cool off.
Coyote, has all the heat gone to your head? I am a fiery ball of gas. If you wanted water, you should have hitched a ride with a rain cloud, not me.
Okay, that's a fair point. But at this point, I am so thirsty I could drink a...
Coyote stopped short.
Wait a minute. Do I smell something burning?
Coyote whipped his light tannish brown snout this way and that as he sniffed and sniffed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, something's definitely burning. It's me!
Indeed, the fur on Coyote's bushy tail had caught fire and begun to smoke. And as the desperate dog scrambled to put out the flames...
Hey, come here, tail. It's got a mind of its own.
He saw that the tip of his tail was singed and had turned from a light tannish brown to black.
Oh, no! Oh...
But that wasn't all. At noon, when the sun rose to its highest point in the sky, it also rose to its hottest. Coyote felt his body grow warmer and warmer until...
Oh, what's that? Oh.
He smelled that smell again and saw that the fur all the way down his back had turned every bit as dark as the tip of his tail.
Oh no, my fur is as black as burnt toast, just like you said it would be. Why didn't anyone tell me this part of the origin story would be so unpleasant?
As the sun got closer to its destination, and Coyote got closer to passing out, he came to a decision.
As soon as this nightmare is over, never again will I come out during the hot, bright hours of the day. Instead, I will become a creep. Oh, shucks. What was that word again?
Crepuscular?
I will become crepuscular. I will only come out at dawn and dusk.
And indeed, that's exactly what he's done ever since. But that's not where our story ends.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I thought you were going to leave me up here forever.
Oh, of course not. After what felt like the longest day of Coyote's entire life, the sun finally reached the great mountain in the west.
Thank goodness!
Without wasting a minute, Coyote leaped off the sun and landed on the cool, shady ground. As he lay there in an exhausted, overheated heap, his keen ears suddenly picked up a sound.
What's that I hear? Is it the flapping of wings?
Then he heard...
Coyote!
A voice.
Coyote, are you all right?
Coyote lifted his head, and who should he see standing above him but the chief of the animals? In other words...
Eagle! What are you doing here?
Well, I saw that stunt you pulled today, Coyote, and I figured you'd want some of this.
Eagle extended one of her talons. In it was a cool, clear cup of water.
Oh, thank you, Eagle. Oh, thank you.
Oh. After Coyote swallowed the very last drop, Eagle fixed the bedraggled dog with her glittering golden eyes.
You know, Coyote, I know why you did what you did today.
You do?
I do. You wanted to do something ultra-mega-super-spectacular to impress the animals, so they would make you their chief.
I did do that, yes.
But let me ask you something. Why do you think you should be the one who leads the animals?
Well, like I've been saying throughout this whole story, I am quick, I am nimble, and I'm clever as all get out.
Fair enough. And why do you think I'm the one who leads the animals?
Well, like I said at the very start of this story, you have strength and speed and what else did I say? So much has happened since then.
You said she has a beak so sharp it can tear flesh off the bone.
Right! That's disgusting, but it's true. And that is what I said.
Well, Coyote, it's true. I do have all those things. And this beak is wicked sharp. You should see what I can do with a freshly caught rainbow trout. But listen, my friend. True leadership is about more than strength or speed or quickness and cleverness. It's about honesty and fairness and dedication to serving the ones you lead. Being a leader isn't about impressing others, Coyote. It's about improving their lives, making them better. And now that I think of it, that might be the most ultra-mega-super-spectacular thing of all.
Eagle spread her wings.
That's right! That is ultra-mega-super-spectacular!
Then she lifted into the air before vanishing into the night sky. Well, as you might guess, that was the last time Coyote tried to overthrow Eagle as chief of the animals. But it wasn't the last time he got into mischief. For generations, people have told stories about this crepuscular, black-streaked creature who prided himself for being quick, nimble, and clever. Oh, as all get out.
Hee-haw! Ain't it the truth?
Now it's your turn. You can tell your own origin story about how something came to be the way it is today. Like how the stars appeared in the sky, why summer follows spring, or how hedgehogs got so wonderfully prickly. Pick your subject, then make up a story about why it is the way it is. Then tell your story to someone you have fun with, and ask them to tell you a story too. This week's story, Coyote's Wild Ride, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Circle Round's supervising producer, Amory Sievertson. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in. Grown-ups, you can print out more than 150 coloring pages on our website, wbur.org/circleround. While you're at wbur.org/circleround, you can find a link to all of our Circle Round swag, including our t-shirt, coloring book, soundtrack, tote bag, and water bottle. Special thanks to this week's actors, Erica Rose, Dawn Ursula, and Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk stars in Resident Alien, now in its second season on Sci-Fi. Kids, listen for Alan's voice in nearly a dozen Disney films, including Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and Encanto. This week's featured instrument was the pedal steel. You can learn more about this electric steel guitar that's built on legs or a stand and see a photo on our website. Once more, that's wbur.org/circleround. Love the stories you hear on Circle Round? Please help us spread the word. Give us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app and tell your friends to follow us wherever they get their podcasts. And to keep the Circle Round experience going all week long, join our communities on social media. On Facebook and Instagram, we are at Circle Round Podcast. On Twitter, find us at Come Circle Round. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
I'm Lauren, and I live in Pembroke, Massachusetts, and my favorite Circle Round story is a woman in the moon, and they're like the part where she meets the stars.
My name is Miles. I am from Boston, and my favorite story where Fiona only likes the cake, but the fairies always try to get them.
Hi, my name is Abigail, and I'm from Oregon. My favorite circle around is the Very Busy Fairies. I like it because I like princesses, and fairies go with princesses.
My name is Layla. I'm from Austin, Texas. My favorite story is 100 Rooms. I like the part where they adding stuff to fill the room, and I also like music.
Hi, my name is Avery, and I live in Colorado. My favorite circle around is Cinnamon Sisters, and I love when they share 50-50.
Hi, my name is Cora. I live in Boulder, Colorado. My favorite story is the Bright Yellow Hat because I like the part where she learns that she can talk to flowers.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.